We set up so we're only 5 minutes late. It's GRD's Weekly. That makes a lot more sense to me. Good evening, everybody. Hello, boys and girls and all the ships at sea. Welcome to the live taping of GeekRadioDaily.com. Yes. We are live at RavenCon. I don't know who the crazy Mexicali is on this side, but pretty fun stuff going on. The folks bringing it to you today, starting down there on the end, that there would be the Flintstress.
I took all my antibiotics at the same time, and now I can't remember how to leave.
That's okay. That's about right.
Later tonight, people. Woo!
Well, next to her, of course, our wonderful guest, Miss Angela Pritchard.
Woo! The screamer. Now there's a spoiler for you.
Hey now!
Oh, yeah! What?
Next to her, the man, the myth, the legend, that, of course, is Saucy.
Doggone it, people like you.
They do.
They do like me.
And the man that knows what he wants, this here's podcasting's Rich Siegfried.
The only thing I like spread across my thighs is marshmallow fluff.
That's true fact.
Okay, hi. And people say that I'm wonderful. I'm Billy Flynn.
He's pretty good.
Good. He's the best.
You guys.
You can tell who makes our intros, right?
I offer to let other people anytime they want to. You're welcome. So starting down on the end, what have you done geeky, yo?
We've been doing tons of geeky stuff, but mostly getting ready for RavenCon. Yay! The people know their line. You guys have one line, and we appreciate it. So we watched The Flash. Yes, didn't we? Uh-huh. Yeah, yeah. And we found
week?
Out. Yeah, I know. We watched it all the time. But that was definitely on my list, and it was good, and we know more, and we've been investigating. Sorry, spoiler alert if anybody's watching The Flash and is not caught up. Not that Flash.
Oh, sorry.
The other Flash. And, you know. Okay, so now we know what word I cannot say.
Well, I think we'll stop with that. Otherwise, all day long, we'll be doing that.
Right. Especially if anyone takes a picture with The Flash.
Oh, my goodness. See,
all right. We're done with that. But, yeah, so everybody in the world knows that Barry Allen is The Flash except for Iris. She's the only one. She's the lowest lane, the worst reporter in the world,
and
she doesn't
know. Investigative reporter?
Right. She's the only one that does not know. But it's definitely getting good. We're investigating, and we're finding out more things, and the plot is moving right along, almost to the point where I'm like, how are they going to do another season? Because they're kind of wrapping up sort of the big bad of season one. So, I mean, I guess he's got plenty of bad guys that he can fight against.
Grodd is coming.
It's true.
Grodd is coming.
They teased that from the very first episode?
Pretty much, yeah.
So, yeah, definitely that's been good. Yeah. We also have seen, and God, I'm so happy that it's back, Game of Thrones.
You're
right, people?
Yeah.
Definitely in this episode, spoilers again, alert if you haven't watched it, talk about a divergence from the books, though. If anybody has read the books, this one is definitely like, all right, well, we sort of kind of are going to reference the source material. Not that I mind seeing Jaqen H'ghar again, because he can be in every episode as far as I'm concerned. Ooh, he's easy on the eyes. But, I mean, he's no Dario Naharis. But yeah, that was a pretty good episode because we got to see both of them.
Did you enjoy it for any other reason other than
there
being... Really?
Sure. I'm trying to think of another reason, but sure.
Oh, please. You're so hot for him, I could reheat this chili in your cooch.
Thank you, Archer.
I just like the fact that the books are soon going to be novelizations of the television.
Right. Yeah, it's getting a little bit ridiculous that it's going to be ahead. But and then the whole thing at the wall, too. I mean... that was definitely a little bit different from the books. Same end result, but it's just like, it almost feels like the show is rushing a little bit, and I understand the television has to be at a faster pace, but still, it's just kind of like, there's no need. There's all of these books. Take your time. I mean, people sometimes think that The Hobbit and The Lord of the Rings and all that went on way too long, and I'm one of these people that said I would watch 10 movies of it. Just keep making movies in that universe, and I will go and I watch them. You can dig deep into the, what is it, the
Silmarillion,
which I can never pronounce.
Simma.
Mm-hmm.
Simma
right.
down.
I'm saying you could even go into things that J.R.R. Tolkien just thought he might want to write about. I don't care. I would watch a movie about it for 100 years. Same thing with Game of Thrones. Just slow down and let's just get all the good stuff without having to rush through the episodes.
That's what she said.
What did you think?
Totally digging it. Our brackets are doing well. I don't know who's following us on our Game of Thrones bracket, but doing well
we
so
have
far.
A bracket.
That's awesome.
We've put up people not necessarily to fight against each other, but just who between these two people are going to make it to the end of the season. And we've got it broke down by sections. So you've
awesome.
Got a north and east
yeah.
stuff.
And
well, that's cool because you can actually do that with Walking Dead after Game of Thrones is over. I like it.
Right. And I, who read the books and should have known better, am already losing in the bracket, but that's okay. It's okay.
I'm just saying I'm all for voting for the, you know, the for the 12 seed sometimes, but when the 12 seed is in custody, it is going to be executed in the morning if he doesn't apologize, which he never does. Yeah, between the two, I think I can let that guy go. That's all I'm saying.
I guess I just wasn't paying attention when I made my bracket. But
I believe
whatever.
He's got a plan.
Whatever. He could have escaped. It could have happened. I mean, the show is obviously different from the books.
Doctor
so.
Who could have showed up. It's possible.
It's possible. It could have happened.
That would be awesome.
That's why Martin hasn't finished yet. He's finalizing the rights to get the Doctor to pop up at the end to fix it all.
I just want to see a drinking contest between Tyrion and a Dalek. That'd be awesome.
That would be good. That would be good.
I just want to see him make fun of a Dalek.
Next time,
please. As if you could do that with your paltry... No, okay.
Well, I think the Dalek would win. If we're talking battle, though, I think the Dalek would win. That's okay. We also watched X-Men Days of Future Past, which is finally on... What was it, on HBO?
Yes, it's on HBO Go.
HBO. So, yeah, Saucy hadn't seen it, so we were like, yay, well, let's watch a movie. Yeah. He doesn't hate movies. He just hates going to the movies in the theater. So he didn't see that one with us. So we watched that. And I think that holds up pretty well.
How do you hate movies?
Like, I haven't heard that one before.
I know you haven't.
Yeah.
Why do you hate joy?
The best part of watching this is we're like, okay, so you did see X-Men First Class. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I saw that. We're pretty sure, having watched Days of Future Past, he has not seen First Class.
So like, they don't all run together.
It would have made a lot more. He's like, was Wolverine in that one? I'm like, please, Wolverine's in every single one of them.
And
it's
I was
all
like,
the same movie.
But I was like, well, he was in it the least amount. Yeah, I think I saw it.
And I was like, hey, name another character that was in the... He was like, oh, Storm.
No, I don't know people.
Storm was not in X-Men First Class, but that's okay. So, but well, what did you guys think? What did you think of the movie?
You did see her.
For like a second.
In the movie that I said she was in, and they told me, haha.
No.
I have seen it.
Whatever.
I was paying a lot of attention in that 1 second. I was so focused.
Yeah, well, I would imagine you would pay attention to the cerebral.
If I had
scene.
To pick like 10 adjectives to describe you, I just don't think focused makes the list.
Meticulous would not be one either.
Oh, astigmatism.
On Saucy Day.
God, I feel like I've done 7,000 other geeky things, but I can't think of them offhand, so that has been my geeky week. I gotta save some for you.
You talking to me?
Yeah.
Oh, well, hit Angela and pass it down.
Okay.
Hey, forget the improv rule.
Doing geeky
you got an elbow.
Oh, geeky lately. Well, there was The Flash, which is awesome. And I'm with you.
Oh, now you want the damn thing.
It was drinking.
No. The Flash cannot turn into peanut butter. It can't.
What?
From Mysticon? The peanut butter joke that lasted.
Oh. Yeah. Okay, no, sorry. You're making an out of context reference.
Whatever.
All right.
Now, I realize a lot of these people may not have been there. So when you do an inside joke that they don't get, you just seem like a dick.
But I was
See,
there.
Now we pick on Saucy Day.
So, and then we got Arrow. We got some Olicity going on, which breaks my heart. I am a huge, huge, huge fan of the Atom in that show.
He's really fun.
Oh, my gosh. And he's gorgeous. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Yes.
I can't believe I missed that on my Geeky Week. I left that
for you. Yeah. He's a gorgeous man. He can be my billionaire boyfriend any day. So.
But. I actually have a game for us later on to try to figure at some point in time on Geek Radio Daily. We should try to figure out what actor has played the most comic book adaptations. Because I think Brandon Routh
is
up there.
Four?
He's got four.
Yeah, he's got four of them.
He's got Ray Palmer now. Mm-hmm. There was
Scott Pilgrim,
exactly.
Superman, and Dylan Dog.
Dylan Dog.
Exactly.
Wait, he was Superman?
He was Superman.
Yes, no, I don't.
Yeah.
Well, that's why I love the. What, is that a bird?
That was good.
That was pretty cool.
And then I started reading the iZombie comic because I started watching it, and there's
When you read the comic, are you also listening to Charlie XCX?
No.
Okay.
No.
Thank you. The one guy that
is
knows
is the TV
I'm
show
talking.
Any good?
I am enjoying the TV show. It's incredibly loosely based on the comic. Very, 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 very loosely based. And
more
it's a
based
Vertigo
on Veronica
comic.
Mars.
And it's a Veronica Mars like style show based on a Vertigo comic. Which is very odd.
She's like Matchbox stick? What?
There's a
there is,
the
you know, CW.
Swag.
CW is really awesome and has realized how awesome and wonderful we are here. So you know, yeah, they
Arrow season one and two.
Really
is there swag for The Flash?
Are you still wanting this now that you told me not to do it? You told me not to. Oh wait,
I can't
you
help
get
it.
The audience to
hold on, no,
we
go ahead.
CW swag bag.
Set up your joke again. Do it.
I mean, is there swag for The Flash?
Oh,
he got me with the crickets.
See, now should've you need to play the sad Hulk music.
Oh, I do need that. Watch me. See what I'm doing? See what I'm doing?
So, and probably the most nerdiest thing I did is I released an unofficial Doctor Who cookbook.
What?
Yes, she did.
What? That I have copies of.
Were you wanting a high five or are you reaching
for
something?
Yeah, what?
Oh, pointing it out. Oh.
Well, tell us all about it.
Okay, well, it is called Shut Up and Eat, the unofficial cookbook to Doctor Who Series 8. Ha ha ha, wordplay.
A-T-E.
A-T-E.
It's actually called And Eat. She was telling you to shut up. That's a very mean book.
Yeah, I'm so mean. But no, it's 82 pages of nothing but recipes based off of Doctor Who Series 8. Every episode has a meal completely around, including alcoholic beverages and beverages friendly for kids.
How much alcohol still can go in a kid's drink to be a kid's drink?
Oh, none. I'm a teacher. I don't ever want anyone to think that I would give children alcohol.
The question is, how much alcohol can I put in a kid's drink to make it a drink or saucy?
It needs to have negative alcohol. You have to actually remove alcohol from the drink.
No, he said for him.
For
you got to listen.
No.
Where can people find your wonderful book at, yo?
Well, if you're at RavenCon,
hey!
I have...
RavenCon?
If you're at RavenCon, I have copies.
You stuck that one in there.
Yes. I have copies with me, or you can buy it on Amazon.
I've heard of that place.
Yeah.
Cool. And it's wonderful, and you should, and you know.
I'm happy to be pimping it.
Absolutely.
Woot!
I think it got passed to you, brother.
Yeah. All right.
See, you're next to Angela. I don't know if you noticed that.
I didn't know she was done. I thought maybe she did something other than
that's
books.
That's because she was looking at you trying to give a nonverbal clue.
All
but you're so
nerdy
intimidated
stuff.
By
I
her
talk
beauty.
For days.
Or I could go, hey, Saucy, what you been doing, Geeky? Yo.
Yeah, the baby's going to take over. Ah, screw it. Let me tell you what I've been doing.
Is it your turn?
This is the geekiest thing that I do.
You raise a new baby. Geek.
I would really prefer that you rephrase that.
Well, then. Let me just dig a hole over here.
You might as well bury yourself.
So, got a chance yesterday to play Mario Kart. They added new tracks, they added new characters, and you can now go 200cc.
200cc, yes.
Okay, tell me, like, is it really hard? Were you crashing and everything, or was it okay?
Every other second I was going off of the track.
Can you imagine Rainbow Road at 200cc's?
Well, no, we didn't try Rainbow Road because we wanted to actually finish the race.
I have to figure out how to drift with 200cc's.
Well, I started to figure out what it is. The thing is, it's this crazy thing, and it teaches you, oddly enough, about vehicle safety. They keep telling
you, Mario Kart.
They keep telling you time and time again that, you know, the faster you go, the more time you need to slow down to prevent crashes. This so proves that, because where you normally look at your screen on Mario Kart for your groove, you've got to look further up, because you now have to, 2 seconds before you want to drift, start drifting.
Yep. Yep.
Hey, remember, 10 and 2, safety of first.
We've also been into the following still. Great show. It's really amping up. We're one behind.
Yes, we are, which is sad.
I'm excited. I can't wait. There's a date now. Joe Carroll's going to be executed. And I don't know how they're going to do that.
They're going to kill him off. They have to. We have a new... Almost Human. Everybody watch Almost Human? Most people watch Almost Human? Okay. So your wonderful, sweet, adorable android is the most demented sociopath you've ever seen in the following, and I love it. He can play the Joker. He is just crazy. He is crazy on that weird level that he can turn it. He's got a family. They're friends. He travels for work. His work is killing people.
Slash IT.
He does
IT
do some IT.
People.
Which, in fairness, most IT people kill people. So it's fair, yeah.
Remember your goddamn password.
Password's not a password! Your birthday's not a password!
Also been watching Bates Motel. I figured Norma has maybe 2 episodes left.
Yeah, they got.
Or they have to get rid of her.
They're going to have to kill her because Norman is getting really, really crazy at this point. Norman is really, really losing his shit.
So, how long before they get to like where the movie Psycho was?
We don't know.
Well, after they kill Norma, about 7 years.
Okay, so there's some time.
Yeah, because so far, weirdly enough, for all the smartphones and whatnot, they've managed to stay very much within the continuity of Alfred Hitchcock's Psycho,
which is awesome, I think, but different. Did we do? I think that's
don't
it.
Be asking.
I think
that's the most that let him go.
Go ahead,
you can always do what she does. Let someone else go and go, oh, yeah, I remembered something. Let me stop everything.
I did that too. Let me talk about it instead.
Screw you guys.
Go home?
No.
Well, I have been at work helping kids. I'm an online teacher where we teach kids how to make mods for Minecraft, teaching them JavaScript while doing that. While doing that, we've been watching a big lead up to the Avengers 2, a little indie movie that's coming out, by watching by a Josh Whedon, I think.
Oh, I thought Wes Anderson was doing this.
No, it's not Wes Anderson. Whedon. Wait. That'd be the Avengers put through an Instagram filter.
I thought
really?
That dude that did Pearl Harbor was doing that.
Mikhail Bach? I'm a huge fan of his film.
I love Russian films. Mikhail Bach, he's fantastic.
I just saw explosions, yeah.
But we've been watching one of the Marvel continuity movies every day leading up to it. The last one that we did was Thor. And so I'm not sure what we're going to be watching on Monday. I have started watching two television shows. I know one of them, everybody's heard. I'm finally getting on the bandwagon. It is the Hanson Brothers Super Ghostbusting Superpower Hour, also known as Supernatural.
Sweet. Sweet.
And, wow, that's a lot of fun.
Isn't it?
I love that show.
It's great.
Because I have seen basically either the first 5 minutes or the last 5 minutes of almost every episode because those were attached to something I had actually DVR'd. And it always looked like it was a lot of fun. And so I finally sat down to watch it, and I'm like, oh, my God, this show is genius.
Doesn't Corin Nimick eventually get on the show?
I love it.
What?
Isn't Corin Nimick eventually on Supernatural?
Eventually he becomes
spoilers!
Oh, my God.
I've only watched up to
season 8. I've probably
seen
him on like 5 minutes of an episode.
He gets grounded.
He gets grounded. Does he have a little demon that follows him in a trench coat that's ripping out like fax machines? Also, there's a show, it's an Australian show that is on the Netflix that is called Danger 5.
Ooh.
I've heard I should be watching this.
Yes, you should. Okay. It is done. It's basically like Black Dynamite if it's about
Dynamite.
If it's about the like 60s spy movies,
really?
And TV shows
to the same genius level.
Yes.
Okay.
You don't see the bad production work like the boom mic coming in a shot, but whenever they cut to any exterior or major stunt involving a vehicle, it's clearly models that they're blowing up. Their boss, who gives them their mission at the beginning of every episode, tells them everything that they have to do, and of course, kill Adolf Hitler.
Well, yes.
By the way, their boss is a man body giant eagle head. Why? Because it is. It's ridiculous. It's like you will love it, Billy Flynn.
Okay.
And I think they've got 2 seasons on there, about 6 episodes per season. So it's not a whole lot of an investment to get into it. I also posted the booze review that I did with Mikey Mason. For those of you who don't know who Mikey Mason is, he's the fellow who did She Don't Like Firefly that went to the viral hit.
That's so
cool. Yep.
Yeah, best game ever, White Trash Geek. Posted the booze review of him. And
he wrote a song about you, Saucy?
He did.
He's like, God, soon I'll be able to go get a drink.
Yeah, he also has a fantastic mashup of all of these awesome television cartoon theme songs from all after Saucy was born, or before Saucy was born, which is really heartbreaking when you think about how old that kid is. The other thing is planning on, so let me explain my weekend to you. So
you're going
to
be at RavenCon, right?
Well, exactly. Woo! I've been to RavenCon. So Friday after working and then driving up here from Raleigh, North Carolina to sunny Richmond, Virginia. Yeah, some people knows what the weather's like out there. Right now it's not sunny. Then RavenCon, which of course has a lot of fun stuff like Geek Radio Daily.
Hey!
Here. And I hit the bell.
You did.
And then of course, you know, the costume contest later on and all kinds of fun shenanigans. But also tomorrow, then have to drive 5 hours total to get my kids from their mother. And then I have a burlesque show, Nerdvana, Raleigh's area's only nerd geek themed burlesque show. And I have to go MC that. So by Monday, I'm going to be dead.
I have a question.
Yes, sir.
In your story, you say you pick up your kids and then your next thing is burlesque show. Is there a stop in between?
More than likely.
Okay.
Hey, look, I need somebody to kitten. To get up on the stage.
I know a lot of times the performers like to leave their child in the car, so I just thought I'd ask.
Rich has his kids take the money bucket and go around for donations.
Yeah, my 12-year-old does. Actually, she's in the back. She's helping the gals with the makeup. My son is the one who goes up on stage and removes the clothes.
No,
he's 14. He wants that job badly.
No, you put the 12-year-old out out front asking for money to say, please don't let me end up here. That's what you...
Pay for me to go to college.
Well, that's generally what Tiffany and Sandra do. So, yeah, that's not
I mean, burlesque is not stripping. It's.
I know, but it works better that way.
Daddy said if I don't fill the bucket, he's going to put me back in the closet.
Damn.
Put the tips in the basket.
Or else it gets the hose again. So, you're going to survive?
I'm hoping.
As long as you know how to love?
I think I'll stay alive.
That's good. So, Gravity Falls. Tell me you're watching Gravity Falls. I got so many of you to watch Phineas and Ferb when I had the chance. Now I need to make sure you're watching Gravity Falls. It's on Disney XD. It's kids staying with their... Wait, is he... They're supposed
he's
to be
their uncle.
Yeah,
he is
Grunkle.
Uncle.
Yeah, it's one of those things.
That's a different show.
And Gravity Falls, Uncle has one of these, tourist trap things about all the crazy things and the monsters in the area. Well, most of them just happen to be true. And our two kids figure this out and start investigating it, and it just becomes the most mind-blowing sort of Twin Peaks... I compare it to this. If you ever saw the two-season show in the 90s, Eerie Indiana... This is the cartoon Eerie Indiana. This is the spiritual successor to that. And not a spoiler, but at one point, Ron Swanson shows up as a federal agent. So how can you go wrong?
Does he?
Yes.
Fantastic.
He
I'm sorry.
Is FBI.
Kirsten Shaw, whatever her name. Her voice
Shaw.
Is so annoying.
Oh, come on. That's how she actually talks.
I can only listen to it for like a couple of episodes in a row, and I'm like, all right, I need a break from this. She's in that Last Man's Alive show.
Last Man Standing?
No, not Last Man Standing. Last Man on Earth?
Last Man on Earth. Not Why the Last Man on Earth.
See?
Oh, that would be good.
Why not the Last Man?
I wish. That's what I thought it was at first.
I was walking around.
I wonder where my monkey is.
Yeah, I noticed we all kind of skipped that in our geeky week. Talk about a show that I wanted to love so much and is... I'm still just kind of with it, hoping.
Well, when The Last Man on Earth became an ensemble show, I was like, okay, I don't want to watch this anymore.
But that's the thing. He marries the annoying girl so that he can actually have sex because she demands that there be a wedding. And as hot as I think Kristen Shaw is, primarily because of her brain, because I love comedic women, but then January Jones plows into them out of nowhere. And as this happens, every time... the last man, Phil, he thinks that he's going to be able to have every guy's dream of being the last man on earth, and here's a woman must procreate, then somebody else shows up. So he gets married, beautiful woman shows up. Ah, all right. Finally gets it to where his wife will let him have sex with her so that way their children don't have to have sex with each other.
Ew, do you want, I don't our, want that.
To, do you want our babies to have
the world.
Sex?
Another guy shows up. Oh!
Yeah, except he's a douche. Like,
he is.
I can't stand him. I don't know.
That's what is supposed to work, and I think would have worked if we'd got, I don't know, a two-hour special to see him become that guy. Because I think that would have been more interesting. As it is now, it's that Monty Python sketch where the hermits, and all the hermits live by... And at any moment, it's either going to become the most brilliant thing ever, or Gray and Chapman's going to come up and go, nope, this is too silly, too silly.
You cannot sure give me happen. A trailer of a guy making a big margarita in a kiddie pool and not deliver me epic show.
Well,
you just can't do that.
I needed four or five episodes of just him. I could have been fine with like half a season of just him.
It's a really good idea. I think we should have done that. Yeah, absolutely. So playing more Link's Awakening on my 3DS, because speaking of weird games, I've always loved this. This is the strangest Zelda game that has ever been made. Link is...
Stranger than Majora's Mask?
Yeah, actually it is, because Majora's Mask, while the time travel and everything, at least has an internal logic. Again, I'm going to keep making this assessment. Link's Awakening is the Lost of Zelda games. It does take place on an island, a mysterious island, and there was an accident that led you there.
With a black smoke monster?
There are Mario villains. There are, like, piranha plants and Goombas in places. There are Mario... There's even a reference, one of the... This is where the ocarina really came into play. One of the songs you learn from the ocarina is from the alligator villain from Mario Brothers, from Super Mario 2. It's a very strange... There's a Yoshi doll as an item that you can pick up. It's really weird, and it does involve whether you're asleep, whether reality is or is not. And it has the most overpowered weapon ever in the history of Zelda, the boomerang. The boomerang in this game will kill just about anything. It's awesome. And I just, you know, that's what Australia should have went with there. It was late 80s when this kind of thing happened, early 90s. We were still surfing that Crocodile Dundee vibe. This should have really
Paul Hogan as Link in the movie. That'd be awesome.
That's not a Triforce. Oh, no, Master Blade. That's it. Yeah, that's a grr, animals. So Need for Speed is the latest game in. Need for Speed, the latest Most Wanted from Gamefly, which...
Is that based on the movie?
No. See, I didn't want to play it just because they made that movie, and they're making another Need for Speed movie because you demanded it, I guess. I did not.
Why would you?
I forgot they
Sir,
made it.
Why did you demand it?
I forgot they made a Need for Speed movie, and then there's the announcement, there's the sequel, and I was like, oh, yeah, that's right. Kind of like when you hear they're making a Hitman movie again, and you're like, wait. How many have there been? Let me carry the one.
The second Need for Speed movie is all the speed you needed and didn't get from the first.
All the speed in a regular, but no.
It's 200 cc's.
Nice. Nice. Bringing it back around again. I haven't got to delve too much into that, but I like the Need for Speed. I like the Most Wanted series specifically because I enjoy high speed running away from cops. Sure. It's got a really cool techno soundtrack, but you'll forgive me if I turn it down and pump up some Jerry Reed.
Yeah. There you go. Eastbound and down.
Load it up and truck it.
There you go.
Go do what they say can't be done.
That's
right.
So. How far do we have to go?
Oh, we got a long way to go.
How much time?
Short time to get there. I'm eastbound. Watch old Bandit run. Huh, so that just happened. Can't believe we did that. So I'm sure there's something I forgot, like I think getting everybody's emails, because we have emails, and I don't think I got them, and I don't have the internet.
How could you?
How could I not have the internet?
Yeah.
By not connecting to
the
it.
The tubes are clogged.
Once.
DoubleTree conferences.
Quadruple tree.
Well, while you're doing that,
this is interesting podcasting.
Community?
Oh, see,
because Community's been back. It's
back
on
Yahoo
screen. It's totally free. It's not something that you have to subscribe to or anything like that. Most devices have a Yahoo screen app, or you can just watch it online, I believe. Billy Zane showed up in this last episode.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
And balding, beard, still goddamn handsome. He looks like Sean Connery.
Please tell me he was wearing purple spandex.
He was not. He was wearing a suit jacket, but he was trying to be sneaky and would like disappear, but then you'd see him hiding behind something behind the person. It's awesome.
How many times did you watch that particular episode?
About 3 or 4 times.
Is this some sort of gay thing?
No.
You're sure?
As long as you think about it. As long as you think about it. So where's my stupid button? Ah, ha, ha, ha.
Looks like you've got mail in.
We do. I finally started watching Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. this week. If you have a hover...
We have a S.H.I.E.L.D. agent in the office right now.
Oh, yeah, that was
in
my geeky suite.
I know, right? We want to stop everything and talk about it?
Nope.
Okay. If you have a hover car and flying aircraft carriers, why are you flying around in some weird-looking C-17 Globemaster?
Hello.
I mean, it's fantasy science fiction. Just make something up. I see C-17s regularly at work, and it just bugs the hell out of me seeing that Frankenplane on the episode.
Does he see them have vertical takeoff and seemingly expand like some sort of Time Lord technology about how much actual space is in that friggin' airplane?
Don't be hating. It's a brilliant thing, if you really can stop and think about it. I mean, it is. It's got to be. And again, I'm waiting on that. So anyone have a DoubleTree conference access pass? Yeah. No? Okay, that's fine. Well, we read one email. That's really fine. That's really more than we need to do anyway.
From Alderaan to Krypton.
It's not that.
From Castle Grayskull to the gates of Mordor. From their lips to your basement. I mean, to your underground lair. It's GRD News.
Underground lair makes it sound even dirtier.
Don't you think? Don't you like that? That's good stuff. Yeah, that's right. We live in the future. Somebody talk. You can talk.
Okay,
now.
Well, GRD News, our next convention that you can find us at will be at Balticon. Yay! Which is the second to last weekend in May in Baltimore, Maryland. That should be super fun. If you have a favorite podcast, you should nominate them for the Parsec Awards. Someone has already nominated Geek Radio Daily. Thank you. We love you guys. Especially speculative fiction, which is what the Parsecs are mostly about. So there's also a new category for YouTube videos this year.
Ooh.
So
there is?
Yeah.
Holy cow.
So
I didn't
nominate
know
for a Parsec Award.
So
should
yeah.
I nominate you?
You should totally nominate Girls Who Ate It.
Yeah. And if you haven't already, we haven't made it for the iPhone yet, but if you have an Android device, we have an app. Geek Radio Daily has an app so that you can download it and you can get our podcasts and keep up with what's going on with the show.
And get a bell. You get your own
yeah,
little bell.
Yeah, you get
bell.
The bell.
Yep. Take it wherever you go.
And it's an actual recording of that bell. So it's that
the world
bell
famous
that you're
GRD
with you.
Bell.
It's our bell.
Yes.
The bell.
So yeah, okay. So just to backtrack, since I'm going to do my Flintsters impression, that last email was from Ryan. This one we have a message. Thank you. Sounds so weird on the app though, doesn't it? Belle and her entourage, Avengers: Age of Voltron. That is what I thought they were saying. That would be a crossover to watch. So until I meet Belle again, make mine geekradiodaily.com. And that's from Rob. How many people do you think had that misinterpretation?
No one.
No one else, just him?
Zero.
Who out there does not know about the Avenger movie that's coming out?
I don't know. Well, remember when we thought for a moment there was the rumor that Cloverfield was actually the Voltron movie?
Yeah, that's true. But Cloverfield was kind of its own thing, which had T.J. Miller in it, who was also in Gravity Falls.
Yes, T.J. Miller is in Gravity Falls, and it all comes around again. Hey, gang, it seems like the only time I write into the show, I'm giving my pedantic view on things. Oh, well, listening to your summer movie preview when I thought, Hank Pym was kept out of the Marvel films to date because right up into the middle of production on Age of Ultron, he was Edgar Wright's baby and no one wanted to step on his toes. But there'll be some stuff tying Ultron and Ant-Man together. Pitch Perfect 2, I saw that trailer.
That's amazing.
I think you mean P2 the Mighty Ducks.
Quack, quack.
Excuse for the stars to go on holiday. Don't you mean Adam Sandler's entire filmography? Hoping Man from U.N.C.L.E. is the sleeper hit of the summer. The trailer looks awesome. Yes. It looks better than I thought. I'm still burned from I Spy, so...
I haven't seen that one, but I'm a fan of Armie Hammer. I loved the Lone Ranger movie. I'm the only person in America.
You mean the Kenton Spillsbury movie?
Yes.
Well, okay, nice.
I know. There's two of him in that gorgeous voice of his. I got all flustered.
Really? Yeah. So we're doing that again. Of course, they haven't got the Hitman character right. What character? There's actually a very deep backstory for Hitman if you play video games. I'll shut up now. Love the show. Keep it up. Less than three. That's from Bronze Thumbs. So, yes, if you'd like to drop us a note, you always can. It's podcast Billy Flynn, Flintstress, Saucy, all at geekradiodaily.com. There you go. Good man. Or if you'd like, you could send a voicemail.
510-GRD-CREW.
I'm sorry. What's that number in stereo?
You want to say it with me? Ready?
Yes, she does.
510-GRD-CREW.
One more time for our audience that is here just for this reason.
510-GRD-CREW.
Cool. So if you wait right a second, we'll be right back in just a moment to wrap up our Live at RavenCon. Woo! GRD Sweekly.
Emergency. Batman speaking. Warning all of you to brace yourselves for big news.
The biggest.
Tell them, Robin.
Holy superlatives, Batman. It's really exciting.
Greetings, citizens. Join me, your old bat chum, John S. Drew, on my journey to discover what it is I love about the classic 1966 Batman television series on the Batcave podcast. Each episode, I'm joined by a guest host as we review the classic television series. There's a new episode every 2 weeks. Same bat time, same bat channel on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, or at thebatcavepodcast.com.
Holy memoranda, folks! Make a note not to miss it.
Good thinking, Robin.
Hi, I'm Trace Ballou from Mystery Science Theater 3000.
Hi, this is Frank Conniff, also from Mystery Science Theater 3000.
And you're listening to what again? What are you listening to?
I believe this show is called Geek Radio Daily. Radio Geek Daily, Daily Geek Radio Thing, thing that's a Radio Geek show, whatever it is, you can call it whatever you want, and you are lucky enough to be listening to it.
Who would name a thing like that?
I don't know. It's a crazy name for a show. The kids today with the crazy names that they come up with, I don't get it.
Just push the button, Frank.
Okay.
Genitals are locked like a king. Without protection, they're vulnerable. Here at the Red Keep, we're pleased to announce a new line of power. A condom of ice and fire. With the dual-action lubricant, let the frosty winds of winter freeze your pillar, or the fires of old Valerian smother your stones. Just ask these lads of North.
We were looking for a spark in our relationship.
Because lately, you know, winter had stopped coming, eh?
But since using a condom of ice and fire, our sex life has never been colder.
Yeah, what's cooler than being cool?
Ice cold.
Dicks.
You're filthy.
I know. Dude, it just sort of popped out of me, just like you did this morning.
If you can't handle the heat, then get out of my vagina. Dracarys!
Burn, baby, burn. Now what happens in Molestown stays in Molestown.
Oh, you're no more night crotch, eh? Ah!
So welcome back. That's sort of the craziness that happens when we get together at RavenCon. Woo! For a GRDS Weekly episode, anybody have the slightest idea what number this is?
14.
247.
Close.
245.
42.
Ah. We bounced so all close. Around it. Bounced all around it. So that's the crazy one. So yeah. So live at RavenCon means, of course, we have guests, and I don't know why that didn't turn down because the volume should have went down by now. But I can fade you because I'm a mix master. Well, no, I can't.
It's not
no, it's not. That would be why. Screw it. I really thought that was doing it because, yeah, we got to get on. We got other things to do.
It's time to
play
versus favorite guessing game. Do you know the truth when you hear it? Can you spot a line?
Oh, hell no.
Play along with the GRD crew as they decide.
Show up.
Oh, hell no.
Indeed it is. It is time for Show Enough or Oh Hell No, in which we have a wonderful, talented guest. Today, the lovely, talented Miss Angela Pritchard. Yay! She will be playing with us today, and she will be telling us true facts about herself. And we will decide if those true facts really are true or not. And it wouldn't be fun if we didn't play along and have some kind of prizes that we don't have with us at all.
Angela brought some prizes.
Yay, there we go. I do have
a plastic bag or a microphone cover.
Ooh. Well, that was supposed to go on here.
In addition to the wonderful, amazing prizes that she brought, everybody just take a look. You will also, I will take your information and I will send you a GRD t-shirt.
Ooh.
And of course, lowest score gets Spencer.
So who's playing for Billy Flynn? Let's play for Billy Flynn.
Why did the hands go down when you mentioned Billy?
All right. Who's playing for Podcasting's Rich Siegfried? Let's see. Gloved hand. What's your name?
Mara. Glove hand.
Okay, who's playing for Saucy? You got it. What's your name?
Sid, I'm leaving. Chirp. Done.
He can do it.
I'm a pessimist.
And for me, Flintstress. All right, down in front. He knows I never win. It could happen. All right, Chris. All right, so everybody's got a teammate, and I'm actually going to keep score.
Cool, so we got about 7 minutes, so fire away.
Okay, so trying to think of a really good one, so it's not easy.
Do it.
Okay, I have a PhD in music.
Show enough.
Hell no.
Oh, hell no.
I have a master's in music.
Damn it.
See, I listen when people talk about
that. See, that just seemed like the kind of random out there thing that, you know.
You're super talented, but
and I might as well do it now since the points don't matter yet.
They only don't matter if I'm losing.
Oh, okay.
Oh. Huh. I'm Batman.
Oh, hell no.
Show enough. We don't know who it really is. It could be.
Hell no.
I'm Tony Stark.
I've seen you drink. You're not Tony Stark.
Oh, sweetie, you haven't seen me drink a lot, trust me. Oh, gracious, this is hard. I had all these questions, and I didn't bring what I wrote down. Okay.
Oh, why bring what you wrote down and be prepared?
I know, why be prepared? This cookbook is the first book I've ever written.
Oh, hell no.
Wait, start to finish or contributed to?
Don't get technical.
No technicalities.
Interpret it the way you want.
Oh, damn. The future's up to you, so what you gonna do? Dare to be stupid.
Is it your first book? Is that the question?
Yes.
It's the first book I've written, yeah.
I believe it is, so it show whichever one that is.
Show no.
Hell no.
Hell no.
It's the first book I've written by myself, but I've been in, like, anthologies.
I don't know which button to push, then.
So.
Show no.
I want a point! It's mine!
I think this is the first point I've ever gotten on this game.
You did just get a point! Woohoo!
Wow. Okay.
So right now the score is Saucy 2, Flintstress 2, Flynn 1, Rich 1.
Yes. You won?
Yeah.
Nice.
All of us did. Up top.
Well, thanks so much.
No. Let's do at least one more. And this one is worth 5 points.
Oh, I was kidding about ending it, but sure.
You said we didn't have much time.
Well, you're killing it now. Go.
Oh, we got this.
Yeah, you're
okay.
Killing.
I can play only 5 instruments.
Oh, hell no.
Hell no.
Hell no.
Shona.
I can play about 10 or 15.
You're a music master.
I was like,
I taught banded orchestra.
I'm pretty sure I could still bust a scale at about 4 or 5 myself. So yeah, no. I'm pretty sure you got me on that one.
Okay, we have time for one more.
Yeah, there
one
it is.
One more, okay.
Now that she's losing.
My favorite dog is a corgi.
Wow, that came out of nowhere. Start at that end.
Oh, hell no.
Hell no.
Hell no, because it's not K9.
Show enough, because I think she means real dogs.
Real dogs, and my favorite dog's a pug.
Yep, oh. I knew it was a pug. I knew it.
And all the people who didn't want to be on my team.
Because.
Why, did you just win?
Saucy has just won the game.
Oh, my God.
Saucy well, and John won the game.
Is this where I get to
second
say
place
eating,
is
guys?
Actually, oh, wait, we can have a tiebreaker for second place between me and Rich. So just me and Rich get to play. One okay. more, Angela.
One more.
Wait,
oh,
I'm
gracious.
Not at the bottom? Sweet.
You're in second place, maybe.
But you might be 3, and 3 is the magic number.
That is true. It's the Holy Trinity, Jesus.
This is going to be a hard one.
Takes 3 minutes.
My kitchen at home is decorated in Doctor Who and Star Wars.
That is a tricky question because of how it's worded.
Yes or no?
And I've only seen your parents' house. I haven't seen your pad yet.
Your mom.
I'm going to go hell no.
And I will go with show enough.
My kitchen's decorated in Hello Kitty.
I'm number two.
You are the shit.
So all right.
There you go, my man.
But it's cool.
So together, John and Mara both win a pot holder, and John also wins a GRD t-shirt. Yay.
Wait, so I was 4th place then, right?
Yes.
So you win nothing, I think, right?
Nothing.
You love nothing.
Well, no. We did establish you get saucy, so just be here right. at the end to pick
Crystal,
your bottle.
So you have to take saucy.
I won, so nobody gets
you.
Me.
Already,
I get me.
You are
I get me.
The prize.
Yeah. I'm keeping myself.
You're the prize. You're looking at it all wrong. Never mind the fact
all right.
that we think you're valuable enough to give
okay.
to the audience.
Who's buying me a drink?
Never
then?
Mind the fact that it was to the person who got the lowest.
If I have to go with somebody, who's buying the drinks?
Okay. Well, let's go ahead and say, like, where else?
The rest
you can
of this
find
weekend.
Us. I was just going for that. Okay, I am on a panel at 5:00 about DC Comics, and then one tomorrow at 2 p.m. about Game of Thrones.
Okay, I have a zombie makeup workshop today at 3:00, and then later on today I'm going to be judging the costume contest.
Woo-hoo.
And tomorrow I have a signing at 10 a.m. So if anyone is interested in that cookbook, I will have them with me. And then I'm on a Matt Smith from Bow Ties to Fez panel tomorrow morning as well.
What time is that?
At noon.
Ooh, I might have to go to that.
There are so many panels that I'm not on. I've just been going to panels.
Come crash it.
Just come crash it.
Come crash it.
In the morning, I have a Buffy panel, and I am also on the Matt Smith from Bow Ties to Fez
Yay!
Panel.
Nice.
I've got a podcasting panel later on today. Ooh, then the
what's mass- a podcast?
It's how you get sweet, sweet internet money. and I'm also going to be emceeing the costume masquerade.
Yes, thank you, masquerade.
With the man to my right, the to, of course, your left, the wonderful Billy Flynn.
Hey, yeah.
Who, of course, if you're not familiar with him, you can find him at geekradiodaily.com.
Oh, so you went too late there, son. You're like, oh,
no, I was letting you. Was,
oh, okay.
Just in case you weren't ready.
Letting me hit my bell. This man's a giver. I love
That's
him.
Right. Let
okay.
And then, of course, I've also got 2 naughty panels later tonight.
Ooh, which come ask about after the panel because there might be children present on the interwebs listening to this. So, no, shame. Let's see. 1:00, I'm at Gallifrey Pirate Radio. At 3:00, apparently I'm participating in Doctor Who trivia. Ah. From 6 to 8 tonight.
So don't expect to win anything if you're going against him.
No, don't build it up. Don't build it up. Yes, I am hosting the masquerade tonight, which used to be 7, is now 6, and that you should know that by now because I think they fixed it. And then my band Paradox Machine, we're gonna rock this place.
This very room.
Tomorrow morning.
Tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. in the main room.
When you think of rock bands, you think Sunday morning.
I don't know who I ticked off, but that's just the way that is. So
are
that's
you guys
gonna...
ready to rock? No, come back in 5 minutes.
Can we have our coffee first?
That's fine. I don't know why the music stopped playing, but I'm actually playing the outro now.
Did you unplug it?
Did I? Shut your mouth. I don't know why the music is not playing. Anyway, GRD is licensed with Creative Commons Attribution, non-commercial, non-derivative works, United States 3.0 license. Make sure you come check us out on Facebook. On Twitter.
You're gonna act out the closer too?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, Facebook, on Twitter, at the forums, over at GeekRadioDaily.com.
GeekRadioDaily.com.
Shut your dirty mouth. It's a wonderful, beautiful place. You can always drop a note to podcast Billy Flynn Flintster, saucyall at GeekRadioDaily.com. Or, of course, send that voicemail to
510-GRD-CREW.
Sorry, that's where?
Everybody. 510-GRD-CREW.
And we'll see you in a week.
Scat. Skedaddle. Adios. Arrivederci. Ciao. Aloha. Bug off.
Rally your banners and take back your freedom.
Lord of Light said he'd always be there for me. I haven't seen him in the flames in over 2 years, for the night is dark and full of regret.
To rule a kingdom, one must appeal to all of its subjects.
They're even big enough for me.
And me. And don't forget about me.
Penises are a lot like a king. If you don't have one, you don't need a crown. So send a raven. And join Westeros' new rebellion against unprotected sex. Westerogens, a condom of ice and fire.
With ice and fire condoms, family secrets stay family secrets.
Okay, what the f*** was that?
No more bastards!